All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. We will do three segments of Jesse Jackson. We'll do this one, the bottom of the hour, and maybe even do another one at 9, just because we've chewed up so much time with this a-hole, Jerry Wichowski.
Shut up.
Well, you know, there's always next week, too. I mean, and it's always fun to leave them wanting more, Tim.
No, I say we do it, we give them a full hour here, because I'd hate to have Jerry Wichowski destroy
Jackson. That's true.
You know, that pig.
Huh?
All right, here's the clips you're going to hear tonight. Jesse Jackson, everybody. Here we go.
And McDonald's and Pickett, their job. Karl Rove has a scheme and will lose a city. People in exile in Baton Rouge next Saturday as we fight for these rights. Harper High School and Bunsen last where her child attends Harper. Further down the road without facilities. They don't have, some of them don't have books yet. Or the same test as those at Necro Valley or New Trier.
Wow.
Got one band teaching, but they teach 200 students. With 45 instruments. Then you drive to Wabunsee. Choir teachers. And yet, Cain, in his anger, killed his brother Abel. And somebody said, the reason I'm killing people because I'm unemployed. If you will that your neighbor die, you committed murder. Poison blood to your mind. Your mind is sick. They're crippled, they're maimed, they're in wheelchairs, their spines are disconnected.
All right, gang, it's What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say, and the first 16 people, or 15 people to win tonight.
Wow.
Are going to get the limited edition T-shirt from Amazing Journey.
Now, why didn't you just take one of those and give it to your niece?
The Amazing Journey Who shirts? Probably too big for her.
Okay.
Must-have film that chronicles one of the rock's greatest and most revolutionary bands of all time. I agree with that. I love The Who. Get the DVD now from Universal Home Entertainment. Limited edition T-shirt. All right. There you go.
There you go, man.
All right, folks. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the first clip.
And McDonald's and Pickett, their job. And McDonald's and Pickett, their job. And McDonald's and Pickett, their job.
Jesus. Travis in Westminster, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And McDonald's and Pickett, their job.
I think he's saying, leave Jerry alone. All right.
Son, shut up.
Perry and Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1.
And McDonald's and Pickett, their job.
All right, I'm going to give it a shot, but I'll probably get it wrong.
All right.
You sound like an actor. Are you an actor, sir?
Am I an actor now?
Oh, all right.
I like the confidence that you got.
Okay. As Mad Dogs and Picketers, there are jobs?
No.
No. And McDonald's and Pickett, they are jobs.
I think that is incorrect.
Yeah, not right.
Tony in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
And McDonald's and Pickett, they are jobs.
And McDonald's and their picketers and their jobs.
And McDonald's and Pickett, they are jobs.
You know, okay, all right. It's either
I think that's, you know what, I think it's McDonald's and there's another restaurant called.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Piccadilly's?
Piccadilly's. I thought it was that at first, but I might be wrong.
And McDonald's and Pickett, they are jobs.
We're going to give it to you, dude.
Give it up.
All right, congratulations to Tony.
And McDonald's and Pickett, they are jobs.
And Piccadilly or something like that.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Another restaurant.
Yeah, but not out here, not in the Southern California region.
Makes me miss my grandfather. My grandfather used to call it McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah.
You kids want to go to McDonald's?
And the answer was always yes.
You betcha, man. McDonald's!
Did you repeat it that way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to get hit. You want to go to McDonald's? That's exactly what he sounded.
I love when Tim does his grandfather. He looks down because your grandfather's always looking down at the
always.
Kids.
That's where I got my posture from, my grandfather. Yeah. I don't think he ever saw the sky once.
Right.
So his head was always down. McDonald's? All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Karl Rove has a scheme.
All right, we're going to play this clip for you a couple times and come back and ask you what Jesse's saying. And we might even take this an additional segment because Jerry Wichowski ruined the first 15 minutes of it.
It is absolutely retarded.
He's off to Long Beach, everybody.
Oh, my God.
And he's going to collect some money. He's going to stay down there until he gets exactly $100, and then he'll be on his way back.
And we'll let the listeners know where he is exactly.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that,
sure.
You know,
sure. Can go and, you know, haze him. Don't hurt him, but, you know, certainly don't pass up an opportunity to laugh at him.
Wouldn't want you to do that.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Karl Rove has a scheme. Karl Rove has a scheme.
Say, when the Saints go marching home. That's enough of that, y'all, but...
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM in the middle of a What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say blowout here. And I believe we left you at this clip.
Karl Rove has a scheme.
What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody? 520-9710.
Karl Rove has a scheme.
Steve in Castaic, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Karl Rove has a scheme.
Oh, I got this one.
What do you got?
I got Karl Rove. Has a scheme.
Has a what?
A what?
Has a scheme.
Steam?
Has a scheme.
A scheme. You got it, buddy.
Right on.
All right. Congratulations. You're going to get that Who shirt, man.
Make you a scheme.
Yeah.
Karl Rove has a scheme.
Has a scheme?
Has a scheme.
Scheme.
Yeah, it was hard. You couldn't tell if he was saying scream, scheme.
Steam. I don't know what that guy was saying.
Steam, scheme.
Yeah, we should do. What the hell is Steve from Castaic saying? Tommy, play.
What the hell is Stephen Castaic saying?
Yes. Wouldn't that be fun to do?
Yeah.
All right, Tommy, please. All right. There he goes. All right, what the hell does Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
And we'll lose a sitting. And we'll lose a sitting. And we'll lose a sitting. And we'll lose a sitting.
Oh, okay, I got it.
And we'll lose a sitting.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I think I got it. Let's talk to Efron in West Covina. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
And we'll lose a sitting.
Damn. I think I'm going to tap out of this one, guys.
Ah, come on, dude.
Come on, there's no shame.
All right.
You must have the shiites.
Gene in San Pedro, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And we'll lose a sitting.
Illusion sitting?
Huh? I believe that's incorrect. Let's talk to Ryan in Fontana. You're on 97.1.
And we'll lose a sitting.
Hey, studs.
Hey.
He was saying they're losing 50.
No.
That's
incorrect as well.
No.
How about Mike and Whittier? You're on 97.1.
And we'll lose a sitting.
Got it? Mikey. Danny in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
And we'll lose a sitting.
And lose a fitting?
A lube of fitting. That is incorrect.
No!
Not even close.
Mm.
John in West Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
And we'll lose a sitting.
A formal fitting?
They'll lose a city.
Yes! Fantastic! I think it's will we lose a city?
Yeah, right.
We'll lose a sitting.
Would lose a city.
And we'll lose a city.
And we lose a city. And we lose a city. And we lose a city.
Right, or it would lose a city. Like
Very close.
Referring to, I think, some sort of disaster, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll lose a city.
All right.
Tell you,
all right, we continue here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here we go.
People in exile. People in exile. People in exile.
All right. Talk to Brian in Lakewood. Brian, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
People in exile.
He's saying people in exile.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. It's actually exile, but...
People in exile.
Exile.
What did the caller say? Egg salad?
Exile.
Oh.
Exile.
Well...
I give it to him, what the hell.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know if it's exile, but... Maybe it's
excellent.
Yeah, I know.
Exile.
Exile. But it's not Italian food.
Right. Well, there was a group from the 1970s, EXILE, Exile.
Yeah, maybe that's it. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Or maybe it was
in Baton Rouge next as we fight for these rights.
Maybe it was what?
So say maybe it was the other way, and I just said it wrong all those years. Yeah, this is
Exile.
The song is called "Kiss You All Over."
Oh, I like this song.
Let's go all the way to number one on a wonderful Thursday night. It's Rick D's and nothing but hits all the way to number one. I want to kiss you all over. This is Exile.
All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
In Baton Rouge next, as we fight for these rights.
No, that's too long. Let's go to another one.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
Well, that's real hard. That's a real hard
wow.
one.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
Jesus Christ.
I mean, how does... The congregation doesn't even understand, right? I mean, come
you
on.
You could play that one for Jesse and he wouldn't get it.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't win a shirt.
He'd go, what? I didn't say that.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
Oh, I think I actually got it.
Are you kidding
me?
Yeah,
I heard it that time. I think I got it.
See, yeah, sometimes you hear it a certain way and you get it.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
I got it.
You really?
You got it in there too, Ryan? I think you got it.
You
listen,
got...
Yeah, listen to it again.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
I got it. Okay. All right, let's talk to a Wayne in Long Beach. Wayne, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
Hey.
I've got no clue.
All right. You know, Jerry Wyszowski's on his way to your city. You know that?
Not quite the reaction Jerry was probably hoping for.
No, because somebody played a sound effect over when I was trying to talk to the guy.
Jerry's probably going to get, I would assume the average listener would give him a buck, right? Don't you think so?
Buck or two?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
The guy lost $100 today. I gave him $100 for my niece's birthday gift. He lost it at the casino.
Well, yeah, he didn't lose it at the casino. It's not like it fell out of his pocket and it's somewhere.
He gambled it away
on the floor. He knows where it went. He really didn't lose it. He just surrendered
it.
That's
exactly right. And now he's going to beg for money on the streets of Long Beach until he comes up with $100. So F that dude. All right, here we go. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
Before I finish up on that, I'm gonna come back and we went to.
Mike and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
Yeah, you're on the air. Stephen Temecula, you're on 97.1.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
The first choice is Whiskey Bistro.
Got it. Perfect. How about Brian and Redondo, you're on 97.1.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
I'm tapping out.
Okay. Oh, I might go through a whole bank here. Ruben and Pico Rivera, you're on 97.1.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
Hey, man, that's a tough one, man. I'm tapping out.
All right,
bitches!
Man. Bitches, man.
Oh, easy with language.
Yeah, bitches. Drew in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Before I finish up on that, I'm going to come back and we went to a...
If our friendship would ever come back and we went to
a... Nah, I don't want station
listening. Suck it.
Couldn't be further from what he's trying to say.
Right.
Robert and Carson, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
If I finish up on them, I'll come back and we went to a...
If I finish up on them, I'll come back and we went to a...
I think that's about 95% it. Yeah, congratulations,
give it
dude.
Up.
Thank you.
All right, hold on 1 second. I think this is what he said.
If I finish up on them, I'll come back and we went to a...
Before I finish up on that, we'll come back, and then he starts a new sentence.
If I finish up on them, I'll come back and we went to a...
And then we went to a...
Yeah, wherever they went. We don't know where they went. Well, I guess we'd find
we'll
out.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Isn't that true?
Nobody will ever know. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We'll play this clip for you a couple times and come back and ask you what he's saying. And we'll continue this till 9:20, a late Jesse Jackson tonight, so everybody enjoys themselves.
Yeah, man.
And then we'll check in with Jerry Wyszowski, who's going to the mean streets of Long Beach.
Right, he's hitting the mean streets of Long Beach.
And he'll be begging for money until he gets $100 so he can repay me for the money he lost gambling today.
By the way, I'd also make him go tomorrow morning to pick up the My Little Pony.
He's going to pick that up tomorrow morning. He's going to drive it to the Valley.
Good.
F that man. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Harper High School and well, Buns and Lass. Harper High School and well, Buns and Lass.
You may not like what he says, but he'll say it anyway.
He's the baddest cat around. Empty.
He's got the sharpest. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway Whitman Show. We're live on.
Did they know?
Jesus
forgive me.
Christ, between the two of you, man, we got enough. We got 3 hours tonight. I can't even.
I know. You
get say
the
what the name of the show
out.
Is.
I know.
Huh?
Go ahead. Because I. But I.
All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Yes, Brian.
Yes. Did they know each other? Do they know each other?
They're good friends.
They are. Reverend Jackson and Ed Till.
Ed Till used to work at the station.
I know that. Yeah, so
he's
I was
over KBC, too, right?
Yes, he was. Maybe I met him once. I met him here, actually, I think. Or at the
Is that right?
Yes, I did. When I came to be... Huh? No, Tim. Jesus Christ, no. When I came to be your co-host one night to fill in for Doug Steckler, Ed Till came
Is he
up.
Here?
He came in. After.
Wow. What a treat. All right, gang. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass. Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass. Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
That's a tough one, man. Armando and Fontana, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
Proper High School and Buns are Lass.
Wow. Mm-mm. Not even close, dude.
No way.
No!
Jen in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
Harper High School and Buns at Lass.
No!
At least you laugh and you know you got it wrong, right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes. Sounded pleasant, huh?
Yeah, she did sound sweet.
Michael in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey.
You should give it to her. She sounded cute.
She did sound cute, didn't she? Didn't
if Jen in Huntington Beach calls back, we'll give her a shirt.
Yeah, she didn't sound like sexy. She just sounded like cute.
She sounded like she wasn't like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, well, isn't that better than hot? You'd rather be with a girl longer than hot and a bitch.
Why don't you call the Single Life
High
on Saturday night?
And something else.
Yes. All right, buddy. Thanks. Call the Single Life on Saturday night. And
Sammy will talk it over with you.
Would I date somebody who lived in Huntington Beach? Would I date somebody who used to live in Huntington
Beach? Would you date a beach girl? Would you date someone who likes to pool water over the
beach?
I
want to hump your leg.
Sammy, please.
Have you ever dated a guy who lived near the ocean? Have you ever dated a guy who'd been in the ocean?
Would you go in the ocean? Does the ocean scare you? Are you ocean phobic?
Just warming ourselves up to the crew here at 97.1.
Dr. Rispler.
Dude.
Dr. Drew said I have generalized anxiety disorder.
Sure.
Okay.
Would you date someone with generalized anxiety disorders? Do you
sure.
have generalized anxiety disorders?
Sure.
Dr. Rispler.
All right, what the hell does Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
Kevin in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
I think he's a Mundkinde Mundambo.
Oh, Bubba.
No!
An interesting fella.
Sure.
Sal in Altadena, you're on 97.1.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
Yeah, we'll hop behind schools and Buns and Lass.
What? I believe that's incorrect.
Got them.
Is that Tom. Right or wrong? That is wrong. Sorry, dude. I think it's the name of a high school.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
Jeez, I can't pick out. Yeah, I can't make out what the rest
I think
of
I know the beginning. I think we all know the beginning.
Yeah. Jessica, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
Jessica.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Could you play it again?
We normally don't do this.
But she's cute.
All right.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
Is it Harper High School and...
No, baby.
Something
laughs? Huh?
I think you're done. Sorry, baby. Ruben in Paris, you're on 97.1.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
Hello?
Yeah.
Has he seen Copper High School, Buns and Lass?
No, that's not.
No.
No!
Last call, and then we'll press on.
Is the end Buns of Steel?
I don't think so.
No, because that's what I've got written down.
Maybe it is. Heather in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Harper High School and, well, Buns and Lass.
I am going to have to say talk behind school and run some laps.
I believe that is incorrect, too. All right.
Wow.
We'll try to figure it out because the callers can't. I think it's...
Harper High School and, Will Buns and Lass.
Harper High School.
I agree.
And will Buns and Lass. What the hell is that? What do you think it is? Do you know what it is?
I can't figure it out.
I can't either. Gina, so, you know?
Is Wabons at Last another geographical place?
I thought it was In Buns at Last.
Harper High School and Wabons at Last.
Wabons at Last.
Buns at Last.
Harper High School and
so
Wabons at Last.
Wabons at Last. Wabons at Last.
Yeah, it must be another team. Like it, maybe it's a
oh, will Harper High School and Bunsy Last. Maybe it's another school.
I think he's saying Robunzen.
Robunzen?
Okay, well, Harper High School and Robunzen Last.
Harper High School and Robunzen Last.
F it.
Well, it sounds like they're fans because they're cheering the congregation. Yeah. Yeah, it must be some sort of school game or
all
something.
All right, we will
don't trip out.
We're not. We're fine. It's okay. Go ahead.
We'll continue this after the break. And we'll play this clip for you a couple times and come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. And Jerry Wischowski is off to Long Beach to collect some money. He spent the money that I gave him for my niece's birthday gift.
That's right.
On gambling. So he's going to be standing down in Long Beach with a sign on him. I believe that reads, I
saw the sign before he left. It's
what did it say? I robbed.
I think it says I stole Tim Conway's Tim Conway Jr.'s $100. Or I didn't fully. I mean, it was a lot going on, and to actually stop and read it would have taken actually a moment or two.
All right, we'll let you know where he's going to be in Long Beach, and he'll be on the streets collecting money with a tin can until he collects $100. And I hope embarrassment and shame will forever haunt him. And he will learn a valuable lesson at a young age.
All the days of his life.
Yes. All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Where her child attends Hopper. Yeah. Where her child attends Hopper.
Yeah. Surrounded by, come on, for all it ain't so pretty.
You can get the DVD from the program today.
And it, why? There's an Altima LTMA 489-9410. Don't trip out! Bitches!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free F. We continue with what the hell did Jesse Jackson say, because we started late, because Jerry Wischowski irritated us to the point where we had to take time on the air to reprimand the guy.
Have we checked in with Jerry? He's going to the city of Long Beach to basically panhandle back the $100 you gave him that he spent at the casino.
Yeah. I gave him $100 for my niece's birthday to pick up a gift for her down at Sam's Club down there, and he instead took the money to Commerce Casino and blew it.
Do we know where he is now? Has he reached the city of Long Beach?
I think we'll check with him after a bit here. He's caught in traffic or
okay.
something.
All right. Well, that's always possible.
All right. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
Where her child attends Hopper. Yeah. Where her child attends Hopper.
I think I got it. There's a radical mispronunciation on one word, but
yeah,
I got it.
I think so. Tom in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Where her child attends Hopper.
Oh, wow. I got to tap out on that one.
All right, dude. Ruben, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Where her child attends Hopper.
Yeah. Oh, man. Will a sign attend Copper?
No.
No, get out of here.
No!
Andy in West Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Where her child attends Hopper.
Yeah. One more time.
Sorry, dude. We don't do that.
Especially
Belize.
For dudes.
Yeah.
Some occasionally for chicks, but never for dudes.
Never for dude.
Jack in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
Where her child attends Hopper. Yeah.
Will the sign please? Nothing.
No.
I don't have
no, you're out.
Out. All right. Gus in Norwalk, you're at 97.1 Free FM.
Where her child attends Hopper. Yeah.
Will a child attend Hopper?
No, I think that's wrong. All right, a couple more calls and we'll press on. Michael in Rialto, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Where her child attends Hopper.
Yeah. All right, sounds like he's saying, for her child attend Copper.
What? Wow, this is one of those that
nobody's
coming even close to it.
Melissa in Diamond Bar, you're on 97.1.
Where her child attends Hopper. Yeah.
Is it will her son attend Harper?
I think we'll give it to you. I think that's it, right?
I think it's child, but...
Oh, child. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on one sec. Maybe we won't give it to you.
Will her child attends Harper?
Oh, yeah. Melissa, you didn't get it. What do you think it is?
Will her child attend Harper?
Yeah, congratulations. All right. Yeah, that's cool. I thought it was the son. I guess you're right. It's the child.
I think it's where her child attends Harper. But
where her child attends Harper.
I think he was going to say son and then threw it in child.
Thought maybe it was a daughter and thought, I don't want to get it wrong.
Yeah.
So let me use the unisex version, child.
Where her child.
Where her child attends
where
Harper.
Her child.
Okay.
Hassel.
You get a limited edition T-shirt from Amazing Journey, the story of who? The must-have film that chronicles one of the greatest and most revolutionary bands of all time.
Who are you?
Who? I love that song. Get the DVD from Universal Home Entertainment.
I don't have it. All right, John. Easy.
All right, Johnny.
Johnny please. Boyle's in there running the board for us, and he just yelled, I don't have it.
All right, let's continue here. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Good luck, everybody.
Further down the road without facilities.
What?
Further down the road without facilities.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Further down the road without facilities. Further down the road without facilities.
Reggie in West Covina. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Further down the road without facilities.
What?
Further down the road without persistence.
Not persistence, but you got very close.
By the way, one of the words, I will say the first word, and if you want to know why, I can explain it to you and the rest of the audience, grammatically incorrect.
Yeah. Further down the road without persistence.
It's farther?
It is. Indeed, it is.
Further down the road without persistence.
It's not further?
Nope, and I can tell the audience, it's a great little, and you'll never forget it, you'll always use it right.
Boring.
All right, and I'll do that in just a moment.
All right.
We're going to do it now.
Yeah, what is it?
Here's, somebody told me, I think a school teacher told me, I think it was in school I learned it. Let me start with farther. This should be farther down the road, because when you're referring to actual distance... You know what? I'll continue. I will continue.
Okay.
When you're referring to actual distance, I will go farther into the valley.
Ah.
So you're talking about miles, and I will walk farther into the San Fernando Valley.
I see.
I want to go further in my academic career. That's not a physical, you're not physically walking, see?
All right, dude.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Please turn off the snores. I resent that. I'm just trying to share something. The Reverend Jackson misspoke. And,
further down the road without facilities.
Okay.
Because he's talking about a road, physical road. He should be saying farther down the road.
Further down the road without facilities.
Or maybe he's saying further down the road, like in time. You know, like.
Further down the road without facilities.
Oh, you mean like.
Like further down the road, like, you know, like. And Randy will become closer further down the road.
Right. That's not literal. Unless they were in a, I can only assume, and I probably shouldn't be an English teacher, unless they were in a car together, you know, driving down the interstate,
all
and
right,
their relationship got closer, you know,
here we go.
Literally farther down the road.
Further down the road without facilities.
Brian in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Further down the road without facilities.
Hey, Tim and Brian.
Hey.
Hey, great show last night. Great show.
Did you see us on television, sir?
I sure did. I played it on Cox 97.1 because I got the radio station on the cable station, on the cable channel.
Right, but did you see us on KCAL, sir?
And I didn't. I put it back on KCAL when you guys were on KCAL.
Look at that.
All right, full evening for you. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Further down the road without facilities.
Is it... further down the road without persistence?
No, sorry, dude.
Good guess.
But hey, since you were so kind to watch and compliment us, you're going to get a shirt anyway.
Since he had a lot of...
Hey, thank you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, that amazing journey.
A lot of cords to hook up and things like that. It sounded like he had a lot going on there.
He is. Sean and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Further down the road without persistence?
Further down the road without their children?
No, sorry, dude.
No!
Rich and Pomona, you're on 97.1.
Further down the road without persistence?
Is it further down the road without precision?
No, that is not it either.
No!
Mike and Torrance, you're on the air.
Further down the road without facilities.
Further down the road, show sucks.
Son, shut up.
I don't think that's it, but listen to it again, Tim. Maybe is.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Further down the road without
show
facilities.
Sucks? No, maybe.
Well,
true.
Maybe that is it. Yeah.
All right, Gary and Downey are on 97.1.
Further down the road without facilities.
Is it further down the road without persistence?
No, it's not persistence. Everyone thinks it's one more call, and we'll press on. Michael and Rialto, you're on 97.1.
Further down the road without facilities.
Further down the road without facilities.
Without what?
Facilitan.
The what?
Further down the road without persistence.
Without assistance.
Without what?
Without assistance.
Assistance? No.
Further down the road without assistance?
Let's see. Wait.
Further down the road without facilities?
No.
No, that's not it. It's further down the road without facilities. Isn't that right? Did I get the shirt?
I'd have
or,
to.
What do you think?
I'd have to hear it. I have further down the road without, and then I have a blank to fill in.
I have facilities.
Further down the road without facilities.
Yes, it is
facilities.
Facilities.
Yes, I get a shirt, dude.
Further down the road without facilities.
I think, is that it? I don't know.
Yeah, facilities.
Facilities?
Further down the road without facilities. Oh,
yeah, boy. So that's grammatically incorrect. You would
Thank
say
you, very much.
You what you would say is I am going to go farther down the road to try to find some facilities.
All right. All right, the next clip, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Some of them don't have books yet.
Bill in Playa del Rey, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Some of them don't have books yet.
Right.
Some of them don't have books yet.
And then?
There's another part to it.
There's a noise at the end you got to make.
Some of them don't have books yet.
Some of them don't have books yet.
Okay. All right.
Give it up.
All right. Congratulations. You get a shirt.
Look at you, man.
What's next? Socks? What are we giving out next week?
No, I think this is the extent
sock?
Of... sock? No. We owe you now, Tim. Say what you will about our promotions department. We always give away a pair of socks.
Is that right?
Yeah. No. We have never given away, as long as I've been here. Now, maybe before I was here, it was different. It's always at least two socks to every winner. I mean, it would be embarrassing.
Damn. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the next clip, everybody.
Are the same test of those at Negro Valley on New Trier.
No way.
Whoa.
That is way too effing long, man. Let's go.
Got one band teacher, but to teach two on the students.
Okay.
Right. Got one band teacher, but to teach two on the students.
That same person is like right next to him. She's irritating.
Yeah, she's yelling.
Got one band teacher, but to teach two on the students. Got one band teacher, but to teach two on the students.
No point. All right, Jerry in Los Angeles, on 97.1 Free FM.
Got one band teacher, but to teach two on the students.
Aura in Hollywood, you're on the air.
Got one band teacher, but to teach two on the students.
Got one man teaching, got two on the students. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's about
90%.
Pretty
close. Yeah.
All right, congratulations.
Got one man teaching, but to teach two on the students.
Got one man teaching, but to teach 200 students.
Yeah, got one man teaching, but that teacher to teach 200 students.
Got one man teaching, but to teach two on the students.
All right.
Right.
And we understand that it's Jesse Jackson's birthday today.
It is.
And he's at the Beverly Hilton. And... wouldn't that be great if he could call in? We could say happy birthday to him and then ask him what this clip is.
Before I finish up on that, we'll come back and we went to...
Or maybe this one.
In Baton Rouge next Saturday as we fight for these rights. Harper High School and what buns and last.
Yeah, ask him what we buns and last.
Yeah, we had him on. The last time we had him on was when they were... standing up there. He was rallying for that killer whose name I forget. That name of the... African-American person that Reverend Jackson did not want to see subjected to the death penalty.
Oh, yeah. He's always doing that.
Yeah, but what was that guy's name?
I don't know.
Oh, and
Stanley Tookie Williams.
Tookie Williams. And we called Tookie's cell phone. But you heard the Reverend Jackson up there, and then he called us here. And you hit him with a clip, and he had no idea.
Have that? No?
Okay. Oh, that's a great
All right,
clip.
We'll continue. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
Then you drive to Waubonsie.
I think that's too close to...
Harper High School and Waubonsie last...
Yeah, nobody knows what Waubonsie is.
Right.
Then you drive to Waubonsie.
Well, it's a place to drive to.
Yeah, maybe people in Chicago know what Waubonsie is.
Choir teachers.
Okay. All right. I think this could go either way.
Choir teachers.
Okay. All right. Tom in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Choir teachers.
Yeah, would that be choir teachers?
Yeah, we're going to give it to you because I think it could be quiet or choir.
Oh, see, I wrote quiet.
Yeah.
But you're right. It could be either way.
Choir teachers. Give it up.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Congratulations, Tommy.
Talking about that choir, man.
Yeah, man.
I said it, man. Hitting that choir, man. I said it, man.
I don't know how. I went and had my blood pressure taken on Wednesday.
God, what? You go
Tuesday.
To, you go
I
to
a
doctor.
I went to a...
like an old dude. You go to
a doctor. It wasn't even a doctor. It was a health clinic over at CVS.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that. Yeah.
And it was free, so I went over there. I got my blood pressure taken. And I don't know how, and God only knows, and God must be on my side here. But I don't know how...
Well, he loves you.
With you, with Randy, with Jerry, with Gina, with Jack Silver, with my wife, my kid, my brother's problems, everybody in my orbit, I've been able to manage to keep my blood pressure at about normal.
Well, I can tell you what the...
Thank you, God.
I can tell you what the answer is.
I don't know how.
You know what it is, Tim? It's faith.
Must be.
It's faith that...
It should be. I should be squirting blood all over the studio with all you guys.
But you're not, my friend, and it's faith.
Okay.
It's faith. Faith that God will lead you to where you must go.
Thank you very much.
Faith that all of the problems in the world...
Including my blood pressure.
When left to God, will be resolved.
Good for you.
It is that type of faith, my brother.
That keeps me going.
That moves you through and keeps the blood pressure down.
Suck it.
All right, one last clip. What the hell is Jesse
Jackson
saying?
You think I could do that? You think I could get in a robe and do that Sunday thing?
You could sucker a lot of people and give you free money.
You think so? You think I could do it?
I think so.
All right, I might get on that.
All right, here we go.
Kill his brother, Abel. Kill his brother, Abel. Kill his brother, Abel.
I got it.
Boy. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Kill his brother, Abel.
Ulysses. In West Covina, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
So that's another
Kill
one.
Kill his brother, Abel.
If you're physically in a car going distance, it's Ulysses. But if you want to, like, move, you know.
Right.
But not
right.
Physically, it's Ulysses.
All right, Ulysses, you're on 97.1.
Kill his brother, Abel.
Killed his brother, Abel.
That's all correct. Right, we'll
That's
give that to you.
Kill his brother Abel.
It is the story of Cain and Abel.
Yeah, but it's not Abert.
Kill his brother Abel.
Right, but didn't the caller say Abel?
Yeah.
We gave
it to him.
Yeah, we should.
But I think Jesse's saying Abert.
Kill his brother Abel.
Abert.
Well, we all know it to be
it's a little,
Abel.
Lesser popular story.
Well, maybe that was another brother. Maybe there were three brothers.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Got wiped out.
You don't know.
All right, folks. That concludes the Jesse Jackson for tonight. We thank you all for listening.
I was just getting into it.
Well, we'll listen tomorrow. I mean, next Thursday at 8.
And you can play at home. You can go to conwayandwhitman.com. You can play the What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say home
yeah,
game.
Yeah, man.
I said it, man. And you can play that during the week in your cube at work. You can play that whenever, wherever you like. And
Patrick. All right.
Excuse me.
All right, 520-9710. When we come back, we'll tell you exactly where Jerry Wyschoski is going to be down in Long Beach.
Right, he should be in the city of Long Beach. Yeah. And I noticed the Who has been found.
Yes. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Five 209-71